We welcome in the head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers, Josh Heupel, is here with us as I think he's wrapping up his day here on at SEC Media Days, which may be a good thing.
We're getting close. We're in the fourth quarter. I hope it doesn't go to overtime.
Yeah, we're getting close. You said earlier today, open competition for yep. quarterback after Nico's departure. That's all documented. We know about that. But how excited are you to work with all of these guys? You got a couple of freshmen and then obviously an established guy in Joey who's transferred in. Yep. That's got to be exciting to you as a coach. To let them go out there and fight for
them. This is the fun part of it. Yeah, it's challenging, too. But those guys have handled themselves in a great way, competing fiercely to gain understanding, challenging each other, doing it in a positive way, gaining a voice with your teammates and, how you have to impact them at that position. And at the end of the day, we're really transparent with those guys in the process. Everything goes into the evaluation. But ultimately, you're going to compete when you get to training camp, and somebody's got to learn it, earn it, and go take a job. And I think that's important for that position to gain the trust and respect that you need to from the guys around you. And that's in all three phases. I think it is important that your players see that process as well, because competition and who you are every day, taking a job and those things we talk about at every position, so it better be true at quarterback too.
Does, and I don't know if you view it this way or not, but does Joey have a leg up simply because he has experience, even though it's not with your program, not in your offense?
No, we're going to find out who's mastered what we're doing, can operate and function at an elite level, put our offense in the best position, with everything that the quarterback controls and what we're doing, can take care of the football and then go distribute it and let playmakers go make plays. And we're going to find that out as we go through training camp.
Tennessee head football coach Josh Heupel's with us. I know new quarterback situation's coming in, but at the end of the day, you're a football coach. You like to coach. I think this is exciting for you.
Absolutely. Today is the fourth quarter of the talking season, and right. we're getting ready to go play some ball. For us, coaches want to coach, and a part of that is coaching young guys to get a chance to grow, and there's nothing better than seeing them figure things out and continue to become a better football player during the course of that journey together. And as we get ready to get into training camp, I'm excited about the growth that we've seen from all of the guys, but I'm ready to get to the field and put helmet and shoulder pads on and go play real football too.
A lot of consternation with Tennessee fans about what the court. Of course, that's what we always do. We always
that's what's awesome about Tennessee fans, right. Man. Like they care, man, and they're into it. I love that part.
Yeah, it's not like Joey and George. Everybody's showing up August 15th. They've been there for a little bit, so they're acclimated to the city, the community, to the teammates, everything. That's all. Back in the day, when we showed up at camp, it was August the 5th. We had 3 weeks before our first game. Like, what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, it's different in that respect. George has been there since December, right? And Merck's been there for 18 months, maybe a little bit longer than that. And Joey's been there since early May. And he got a chance to go through the installs and kind of rinse and repeat and go back through those things in the summer months. But all of those guys, first of all, they're doing it the right way. And I think that's important. You look at Hendon and Joe, who competed for a starting job.
Right.
Right. And then, it changes, right? Who is the starter? But how they handled that situation, two guys that became great friends, still great friends, they're in the NFL, like that allows our team to be its best. And we were really clear on how guys are going to have to handle this. Who they are in the building, but the interactions and then ultimately how they compete together too.
We love guys from the Middle Tennessee area. And
I love them too, man. I do.
And you brought Arian Carter here, the guy we knew at Smyrna High School.
Yeah.
We love that young man. What makes him special to you?
I love that guy too. You think about his journey, high school running back, switching to linebacker. Smart, tough, relentless competitor that loves football. Not what football brings him, but loves football. And a dynamic leader, and that guy is super consistent and mission focused on what he wants to accomplish individually and the plan that he has to get there and how he attacks it every day, but what he wants to accomplish as a football team.
Right.
And just grown into a dynamic, infectious leader. And, you know, that's why he's here today with us.
Josh Heupel is with us, Vols head coach. You played this game at a high level. You've coached this game at a high level. And you know that there are no such thing.
Nobody cares.
At excuses.
That's what I love about this game. The only thing that matters is when the clock ticks zero.
So you probably know where I'm about to go with this.
You're either plus one or you're not. That's all that matters.
There's this narrative that with the quarterback situation and what happened with Nico, that you might get a pass this year. That if things don't go well, the Vols get a pass. Coach Heupel gets a pass. Does that piss you off when you hear that?
Man, it's been a long time since I walked into a ball game not thinking that we were going to win that ball game. It's been a long time, long before I got to Tennessee. Nobody in our program has ever used anything as an excuse from day one when we got there. When I got there, said we're good enough to win right now. Now, your margins might be different.
Sure.
You know, year to year, team to team, your margins can be different. But this football team is good enough to go win. And, you know, that's the athletic traits that we have, both sides of the football. It's what we have in our staff room. We got to go compete and go take it every play, every practice, every day. And ultimately you get to kick off and, you know, coaches and players together got to find a way to go win the game.
With what you just said, that you believe in this football team, is that why it was important for you to make a quick decision when everything went down of, hey, I believe in the guys that are here, that want to be here, that are bought in?
At the end of the day, you got to protect who and what you are or want to be inside your program. I think in any adverse situation, being able to communicate clearly, authentically, and timely matters to your program.
Sure.
And that's your staff, it's your players, it's staff, family, players, families, whatever it might be. And, you know, we've developed a culture. We've developed a connection, an accountability to each other. Not saying we're perfect in it every single day, but we've developed that, and we're going to stay true to that. What's outside the game has changed.
Sure.
What it takes to go win on Saturday, 12 of them during the course of the season, that ain't changed.
Yep. Right.
You got to be tough. You got to be smart. You got to be relentless competitors. Everybody's got to do their job. And we're not going to give up on those things that we need to go win. Standard at Tennessee is to go win championships. We got to go accomplish that mission as fast as we can.
One more before I let you go. August 30th, you come back here to Atlanta. You take Syracuse at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. How much would you love to run out that day and see that stadium?
Man,
Tennessee orange, orange.
It's going to be filled with orange. I would be shocked, disappointed. I don't know what other word I can use to describe it. If that baby is not packed with the right shade of orange, with a lot of people screaming Rocky Top at the top of their lungs.
Love it.
Coach, thanks so much for doing this. I know you're very busy. We're looking forward to it. 6 weeks away, hard to believe.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to this journey with this football team. Our fan base, too. Our fans there's nothing – not a better fan base in college sports, college football. They've been a huge part of the growth of our program. They're a huge part of our success recruiting. We're going to need them as we go through this 25 journey to be the best versions of themselves and ready to attack every Saturday with us too.
That is Coach Josh Heupel, who sat down at our table yesterday. And Joe, I mean, I asked the question that had to be asked. I knew, you know, he was ready for it, but getting a pass and excuses and Nico leaving and all that. And I texted Robbie Stanley when he gave that answer of, like, you know, I'm not even a Vols fan and I'm ready to run through a wall. Like, I just
see he got you.
He got, yeah. And so, I mean, he has said the right things. Now they're going to have to back it up.
Sure.
Because Vols fans, I want to hear from you. 615-737-1025. I don't think they're making the excuses yet. But I think if, you know, they start the year off, you know, 3-3 or whatever, then they might.
Yeah.
But I think there is optimism. Obviously, there's optimism in the building. If there isn't, then you got bigger problems to worry about.
What if Aguilar is good?
Yeah.
And what if he runs that offense?
He's pretty good at App State.
To perfection. I mean, you know, we've talked to some people down here about Nico and asked him why the Vols did not go, you know, up-tempo, go, go, go. And some have told us, look, they thought Nico was unsure about running that offense. And there were a lot of missteps with Nico, and a lot of missteps. What if Joey Aguilar comes in and runs it like Heupel wants to be run?
Let me ask this question. And Vols fans, you think about this for a second, and we'll come back and talk about it. What if it turns out like Hendon Hooker, that nobody thought was going to do anything when he left Virginia Tech? What if that happens?
Talk yourself into it, Chase.
I mean, talk about it.
Talk yourself into it.
Think about it. 615-737-1025. Again, we are live on Radio Row, SEC Media Days, down here in Atlanta. Chase and Big Joe on noon to 3 today, and all of our coverage is sponsored by Brewhouse South. Experience Nashville's ultimate sports and brew hangout at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. Commissioner Greg Sankey going to join us at 12:45, but we discuss all of this with the Vols next here on Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.